Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Black Girl World Traveler. Today we're going to be talking about going for gold. So I am in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and I will admit that I have a bias towards the Midwest, and I just don't like it. With the exception of Chicago, I just think that the Midwest is one big suburb. And so when my job told us that we were going to Green Bay, I was not thrilled. You know, I thought coming from Kalamazoo, where we were a few weeks ago, to Green Bay, I had it in my mind that it was just going to be another giant suburb experience. And so I was not looking forward to it. You know, we drove in and I was like, okay, this is definitely Midwestern, single family home with the ability to park two cars in the driveway. And I was not looking forward to it. But I can say that my time here in Green Bay has been amazing. And so let me tell you why. First and foremost, when I am going to a new city, I always do, I always do pre-city research, right? I could not find any grocery store names that I recognize, right? So I like to shop at Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, markets on the street, get some fresh food. I could not find any grocery stores. I'm like, when we went from Kalamazoo to Green Bay, I was like, we're stopping in Milwaukee because I need to go to Whole Foods because I don't know what their grocery store situation is like. Now, mind you, Wisconsin is known for cheese, farms, right? Cows. When I tell you, I have seen some amazing grocery stores. So if you're ever in Green Bay, the good grocery stores are Fresh Time Market, Festival Foods, which is like a shop, right, if you're from the East Coast, and Hy-Vee. And they have everything, like so much variety, organic, non-organic, great prices. And it just reminded me of how I was wrong. Not only was I wrong about that, but not to judge something until you see it for yourself. Because I was going off of what I saw online. I couldn't see pictures. I was like, what is going on here in this town of a little over 100,000? So the grocery stores was one thing. Now, let's talk about it being a giant suburb. Now, while it is true that no one in the Midwest walks, I mean, people will go out, they may walk their dogs, but it's just not known for walking. Green Bay has sidewalks, and that's where Green Bay and Kalamazoo sort of differ. While people don't walk, there is the ability to walk. And I realized that having that ability to walk, to go outside and get some fresh air, and to not feel like you're just by a highway or everywhere you go is a strip mall, is so important. And so I actually have not taken a lot of walks around here because I'm so used to being in a car dominated society, and I have a company vehicle that I just walk everywhere. But the ability to know that if I want to get up and go in either direction, I can go and get that fresh air is so important. And now I will say that Green Bay is mainly known, right, for the Green Bay Packers. That's where a lot of their tourism is centered around. And I can definitely say that that's true. However, I am enjoying the peace and quiet of the city. I mean, when I go outside, I just don't hear anything. And coming from a major city in the U.S., that peace is hard to come by, quite frankly. And so just having peace and quiet, yes, it can feel boring at times, but I'm okay with that. I'm okay with boring. I'm okay with the peace and quiet. I also love that people here are genuinely nice. Now, people here have very thick accents and they twunk like us, and I can't even do the accent. I'm not even going to try. They'll say, you just know when you're in Wisconsin. That's all I'm going to say. I don't mean to make fun of anyone's accent. But what was I going to say? I just lost my train of thought trying to do that accent. I think that um, Oh, yeah, people being Midwestern nice. So Midwestern nice is, like, known as, like, passive aggression, like, being very nice on, like, the surface, but not, like, truly nice. It's kind of like, yeah, it's just passive aggression at its core. But, like, superficially nice. But I genuinely feel like people here are actually nice and not superficial, not just smiling in your face and then watching you suffer silently. Like, I genuinely feel like people here are nice because, just because of my interactions with them, that, you know, as a radio producer, as a field producer, we get to talk to a lot of different people, and the vibes that I genuinely get are very, very nice. Very, very good ones. I don't get passive aggression and sort of negative, people really don't want to be here sort of vibes. I really get good vibes. I do think people here are, like, passive and calm, like, because even in the city of Green Bay, it still smells like a farm. There's just, Wisconsin is just farmland, quite frankly. So I do think here people are calm in that way, and I'm okay with that. And so that was another way that really shocked me, because I was just expecting to be dealing with, like, passive aggression and kind of, like, rude. To me, passive aggression is rudeness. So not having to deal with that and being, like, shocked by that was really... it's been a good experience for me. Now, I will say that people here drive slow, and not slow in the sense that they can't drive. They're driving slow because, like, they don't have anywhere to go, and it's just like people are calm and chill and soft, which is a good thing. I will say, when I was in outside of Green Bay, I had a couple of experiences with driving. Now, y'all know driving is interesting, and it brings sort of, like, the worst out in people. And so I got in front of this vehicle that was going extremely slow, and she I believe it was the man, like, honked at me for, like, no lie, 2 to 3 minutes straight. And I was, like, ready to to fight. So, like, I pulled over, and the person just kept going, like... So I felt like that was an extreme example of passive aggression, because you're going 5 miles an hour on a road. It's like where the speed limit is 35 miles an hour. So I kindly get in front of you, because clearly you're on your phone or doing something that's preventing you from being able to drive at full speed. And then when I get in front of you, you honk your horn aggressively. But then when I try to approach you, you run away. That was funny to me. So that's been my only, I think, passive aggressive type experience. Other than that, I'm good. You know, would I live here? No, because again, the Midwest is the Midwest. And I feel like the Midwest is sort of the poster child for what the American nightmare is. And I'm using the word nightmare on purpose, because the American dream is supposed to be like, get a house, you know, with the white picket fence in the 2-car driveway or garage. And, you know, you live happily ever after. You work at a job for 30 to 40 years. You retire, and then you come home to this nice suburban life. And so I don't ascribe to that under any circumstances. And the Midwest, including Green Bay, feels like that to me. But I do think that I found golden aspects of Green Bay while being here. And I'm so happy that I did. I'm happy that I was proven wrong, and it showed me that, oh, maybe I'm just a mean East Coaster. And definitely to try something out before I write it off. Right, because coming from Kalamazoo, I was like, this is just going to be the same shit, different city name. But coming here and seeing what I've seen and having the fabulous experience that I'm having, I'm like, okay. It's always, that reminded me that, one, sometimes you will eat your words, you will be wrong. And two, see something for yourself before you come in with preconceived notions. And I think as travelers, we all need to see things for ourselves, one, and two, to constantly be open, constantly be willing to be wrong and be proven differently. And that's what keeps us humble, and that's what helps us grow. And so I think what I'm most selfishly happy about, and what I feel like is the true gold, is the intrinsic benefits that I've gotten from being here. Maybe life lessons, or more so just growing as a person, growing up, right? Not jumping to conclusions and sort of letting life happen to me, and not trying to predict my future, predict what a place will be like because of stereotypes that I may have. And so that's the true golden part about being a traveler. You're constantly learning that you don't know a lot of things. And that's okay to not know a lot of things. That's the whole point of travel, is to learn and to become a student and to humble yourself. And so I'm humbled. And so I want to thank Green Bay for humbling me on my travel journey throughout the United States. It's been a great learning experience, and I wanted to share that with you all. So thank you so much for joining this episode of Black Girl World Traveler Podcast. I'll see y'all next week's episode. Peace.